Flint came to us, who's a young lawyer who we found had found out had been arrested for holding up a cell phone and recording police officers who he was, it looked to him like they were hurting this young man.
I was walking down the Boston Common in order to meet my wife, and about midway through I noticed a commotion on one of the benches. I turned around and I saw a young man being arrested by three police officers. I saw that one of the police officers was choking the young man. I thought that what was happening was out of the ordinary, and without really giving it that much thought, I took out my cell phone and started recording. One of the officers told me that I had enough pictures and it was time for me to move along. When I said that I saw one of the officers punch him, I was asked if my cell phone recorded audio, and when I answered yes, I was immediately arrested.
There was an incident shown on a lot of news stations where a young man, a teenager, 16 years old, happened to be on the campus of Roxbury Community College. Somebody pulled out a cell phone when they saw this teenager on the ground being held down, sat on really, and held down by a number of Boston police officers. Not only was he being held down, but you see an officer on this video that was recording the incident, you see an officer come along and start punching and kicking him. The person doing the recording, holding up the cell phone, is approached then by a Boston police officer who says to her, "You have to stop recording. You don't have the right to do that." You hear somebody else grumbling to the side, "Well, this is a free country." It's very important for us to establish the First Amendment freedom to document and observe and record, especially police officers who have the power to use force against us. It's supposed to be reasonable force in appropriate circumstances, but in many cases it's not reasonable, it's excessive force. And we need people who are willing to get involved, whether it's conscious or not. But if people are afraid that they'll be arrested and have criminal records and have to spend money on lawyers and go through the criminal court system, lose their jobs if they're away from work, people aren't going to be willing to get involved. And so what he did is very important. What others are doing around the world is important, and we need to make sure that those rights are protected here. And that's what the ACLU is glad to do.